I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called The Legend of Big Bill Hillman. When he was in his prime, few men in the world could catch Bill Hillman in the open field on the gridiron. When he ran the 100-yard dash in 9.8 seconds, setting the Kane High School and the PIAA District 9 record at the time, his mark was only 4-tenths of a second behind Olympian Jesse Owens' existing world record. With speed like that and a knack for quickly reversing his field, ripping off long touchdown runs became Bill Hillman's trademark. When he skirted around right end in a quagmire of mud to give Kane a 6-0 victory over Warren in 1940, he established firmly his reputation as one of the greatest athletes in the history of Kane High School. This epic victory was only the Wolves' second in a span of 20 years over the powerful Dragons. A report of the game in the Warren Times Mirror carried the headline, "Big Bill is whole show as Wolves top Warren High 11. Columnist Bill Rice commented, "About all we could see of the Wolf Grid 11 was one Mr. William Hillman, but one boy like that would be just about plenty for almost any team in the district. He is a big lad, 5 feet 11 and weighs 195, but the pressure that is put on him would crush the average man. He does all of the punting and passing, and in the Warren game carried the ball 32 times out of 42 rushing plays made by the Red and Blue." Born in Erie in 1921, Hillman came to Kane with his parents when he was a year old. When he graduated from Kane High School in 1941, no fewer than 12 universities competed for his services. Following the lead of former Smethport stars Shorty and Jimmy Petruzzi, Hillman accepted an invitation to Knoxville to play for the storied Tennessee Volunteers. Big Bill was headed for the big time. Under Coach General Robert Kneeland, the Vols had won the Orange Bowl and the national championship as recently as the 1938-39 season. Kneeland's Vols also played in the 1940 Rose Bowl and in the 1941 Sugar Bowl. But after that game, a disappointing 19-13 loss at the hands of Boston College, General Kneeland heard his country's call and returned to active Army duty. At Tennessee, Hillman earned the nickname Wild Bill for his manic running style. Under the headline, "Vols Uncover Backfield Find," the Kingsport Tennessee Times reported the following in its October 8, 1942 edition. "The Volunteers have uncovered another speedy wingback in Wild Bill Hillman, a brilliant, tight-lipped sophomore from the hills of Kane, PA. It was the recent Fordham clash that this mercury-heeled youth came to the front with a superb performance of pigskin lugging." On January 1, 1943, Hillman set up Tennessee's first touchdown with a 30-yard run and contributed two long gainers after catching short passes in the flat as the Volunteers downed Tulsa 14-7 in the Sugar Bowl. Later that year, Hillman enlisted in the Army, serving in the Southwest Pacific during World War II and interrupting his promising college career. When Hillman returned to Tennessee for the 1946 season, along with legendary coach Kneeland, Big Bill was slowed by recurring leg problems, but managed to score a key touchdown in an early season 12-7 win over Duke. While Hillman started 7 of 10 games in 1946, as a 24-year-old senior, nagging injuries kept him out of the 1947 Orange Bowl when the Vols lost to Rice 8-0. In 1947, the Detroit Lions selected Big Bill in the professional draft. Well, he appeared in only two games for the Lions as a backup for speedy star halfback Bullet Bill Dudley. Hillman did pull off one of his trademark long gainers, a 25-yard pass reception. After his one-year stint with the Detroit Lions, Big Bill, then 26 years old, returned to the Hilltop, playing briefly for the semi-pro Johnsonburg Shamrocks. And on August 30, 1948, he signed on as a player coach with the Warren Red Jackets semi-pro football club. After his football career ended, Hillman worked briefly for Kane Manufacturing and also as an oiler of heavy equipment for the Putman and Green Contracting Company of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Tragically, on June 13, 1950, Bill Hillman was killed when he was crushed under a 45-ton diesel-operated shovel being used on a state highway department road project between Lance Corners and Wilcox. He was 28 years old. According to a report in the next day's edition of the Bradford Era, the driver of the tractor shovel did not know how the accident occurred. He theorized that Hillman may have been caught under the tractor as he was working at the side of the grading machine. Thus, this legendary Hilltop hero, with the speed of Mercury and the strength of Hercules, whom entire teams of high school defenders could not stop on the gridiron, was cut down, almost mythically, by a mighty steam shovel. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.